Yesterday we learned the Gemara Zainam and Beis. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah from Chala, where there's a Machloikis Reb Yudah and the Tanakama. That's how the Gemara, that's how the Babli understood over here. Even Reb Yudah says, Emasai, it's a Machloikis. The Rambam writes there in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, the Tesis quotes that Komach Meshashana Reb Yudah, the Mishnah, Emasai, Eina Elot Farish, there's no Machloikis, and everybody agrees. And the din is like Reb Yudah. That's why the Tzion is on the line, the Tzion from the Rambam is on the line of Reb Yudah. That the Rambam distinguishes between Bizman Shasfina Gosheshes as opposed to Bizman Shein Asfina Gosheshes. But Tosis points out that our Gemara is Beferish, that it is Machlekes Reb Yudah in the Tanakhama. If it is Machlekes, then we should probably not accept Reb Yudah's opinion. We should probably assume that Yochet V'Rabim Halachik Rabim. So what was the Machlekes? So the Gemara said the Shaila is in order to be chayv in Meiser, in order to be chayv in Shemitah, it's a function of Yenike. So do we assume that the peiros that are growing in the offer, it's called Afar Chutzlorz. The Pashtus does make a difference whether it's offer from Eretz Yisrael or offer from Chutzlorz. You had the Meiri and some other Rishonim say that it does make a difference, but the Pashtus is that it's not so. The Pashtus is like the Mishnah Melech writes. It does make a difference once you detach the offer from Eretz Yisrael, so it's called Afar Chutz Lortz. It's no longer called Afar Eretz Yisrael. So if you have offer on a Svina and something growing in the offer, will it have the dinim, will it have Kedusha Shviyas, and will it have the din of Trumas and Maisis? It depends whether it's Yonik from Eretz Yisrael. It depends whether it's Yonik or not. Is it Taki Yonik? So that's the Machalik Zabiyun and Achachal. Is that enough Yonik? Maybe they both agree that there is Yonik. That's the Machalik, is that sufficient Yonik to be chayiv in mitzvahs atluyis ba'aretz anat. Yeah, because the din of ma'aser and shvi'is only applies to Eretz Yisrael, so it has to be yonik from Eretz Yisrael. What if you have ofor in a sfina and then you have a tree growing there? Will it have the din of orlo or not? So it says in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Tzadik Dalet that it does have the din of orlo. That if you plant a tree on a sfina, it does have the din of orlo. There's a din of orlo b'chutzlor, it's also. The din of Arlo b'chutz l'aretz also. No, it's a chain and knockable, also has a din of Arlo. Yeah. The worst it'll be is it's going to be chutz l'aretz. Okay. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. So the Gemara first says, Omer Rav Zeira, four lines from the bottom, Otzitznok, Mamunuch Agabi Yisenis, there should be a machlokes habyud in the Rabbanim. Is the unique only Bizman Sasfino Gosheshes and the Ritva? The old Ritva says that means within 10 Tvachim, means the peiros are growing, the roots of the vegetables are within 10 Tvachim to the Karkoyas Hamayim, Shemitachtov. So Rav Yudah says only Bizman Sasfino Gosheshes, that unique is Mechayiv and Mitzvah Sathlis Boretz. And the Rabbanan say even if unique is very high up, it's also enough to be mechayiv in mitzvah satlis boretz. So that'll be a machlokes. But if you have an otzitz nakuv, hamunach agabi yisaydis means it's above 10 tvachim. If it's within 10 tvachim, then it's like gosheshes. If the otzitz nakuv is above 10 tvachim, pashup shad, then it should be totally in this machlokes abun in the rabban. And Rabbi says it's not the way we have the gears in the Gemara. Rabbi says it's not necessarily totally. There's room to distinguish between the two. So how do we talk a paskin? So Tosis in the bottom, Tosis discusses it. So it says that line in the Gemara, Atkan Lakam Rabbi Yudah only says that it has to be within 10 Tfachim because it's the water is moving, the boat is moving, everything is moving. But if nothing is moving, it's a nuts, it's a suspended in midair. Even if it's above 10 Tfachim, that it's Rabbi Yudah would agree that it's Chayiv in Meiser and Shemitah. So Taisa says the Pashtus all over Shas is like that. That if you have a nuts, it's Nokam Amunuch Agabi Yisaydis. It doesn't seem like Reb Zeira said that. That's totally a machlokes habyudah in the Rabbanan. It looks like the machlokes is only by Svina, and by a normal case, even Reb Yudah would agree to the Chachamim that it is Chayv in Trumas and Maisis. And then the Gemara has Inami, the second line from the top. The Gemara dreis fakert, atkan lakam Rabbanan smelu Svina loy mafsik avira, because Mayus garis michta damya, but they have an otzitz, nokav amuruch agabi seis, even the Rabbanan would hold that it's not Chayv in Trumas and Maisis. The Tosfos says that seems to be not accepted. That tchi in the Gemara seems not to be accepted. That says we don't accept that. We seem to accept the first suggestion, the first tchi, that Rava made in the Gemara that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if it's an otzis not of hamunach agabi yisaidis, there is enough yenike, and it is chayv mitzvah sotvah yisbas. How did Tosfos know to decide that the first lashon of the Gemara is the one that's accepted all over? And Shas, that he quote from the Gemara, the Kamon daf lamed zayin, that this is in case from Prusbel el ala karka takanas hilo, that if the Malo goes to the Bezin, Moshe's to roast of the Bezin, goes to the Bezin, makes a declaration bal peh, that he's giving over all of his chaybis to the Bezin, so most of the Rishonim is Moshe's to roast of the Bezin, if he really gives over the chaybis to the Bezin, and they're going to collect it, that's a din men haTorah. And Hila made a takana that if he makes a declaration in front of Bezin, I want to give over my chaybis to you, and I want you to appoint me as your shliach to represent you, said all things such a phony. He's going to collect the money. He's going to pocket the money. So what do you mean, Moshe Shteros LeBezin? So it's a gimmick. So that's Midrabon. Okay. Moshe Shteros LeBezin, many Rishonim hold as a din d'oraisa. Rashi writes in one place that everything is Midrabon. Prusbel is Midrabon, Moshe Shteros. Rashi and Makas writes that Prusbel is Midrabon, Moshe Shteros LeBezin is Midrabon. Tosfos in Gittin has a suggestion that even Prusbel is a din d'oraisa. Either Gemara says Hillel made a takana. Doesn't a takana mean a takana de rabbanon? No. Once in a while, you have once in a long while, you have an expression used in the Gemara. It says it's a takana, it's really a din d'oraisa. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechman Zaka made 9 takanas. And one of the takanas was that Yoim Tnufa Soimer, you're not allowed to eat Kodesh all day long. The Gemara says, Menachas, in paragraph Shmuel, that's a din d'oraisa. So the Gemara asks, well, why is it called a takana? It says, Hiskin Rabbi Yechman Zaka, Yoim Henef. Yom Tenufa Simon, the first day Chalamay Pesach, is Osir Bachilas Chodesh Kalayon. So the Gemara says we have in the Psukim and Chumash, it says you're not permitted to eat Chodesh, the Tuach Hadosh that grows, you're not allowed to eat. Ad Haviyacham is Ad Etzamayam Azeh, Ad Haviyacham is Oyim Atnufa. So the Gemara says the two different Zmanim, depending on two different times in history. When you have a Beis HaMikdash and they bring the Menachah Soimer, is Ad Haviyacham is Oyim Atnufa. Once Korif HaOimer, then Hutar HaChodesh. After the Makar of the Yom, the Beis HaMikdash, you're permitted to eat Chodesh all over the world. But the Zman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, then you can't say, Ad HaBiyachem Zayim HaTnufo. So we're going to say that Chodesh remains also the Yom Avot. So you can't in any Tvur. Everything is Chodesh from 100 years ago. From 2,000 years ago, everything is Chodesh because we never brought the Yomer. So the answer is no. The other phrase in the Pasuk says, Ad Etzem Ayam Azeh, till Itzum Shel Yom, till the daytime part of the day of the 16th day of Nisan. So the Gemara says, it raises the question, how do you translate the word ad? Ad means ad v'yad b'chlal, or ad v'loy ad b'chlal. You're not allowed to eat chodesh till it comes the 16th day of Nisan, till it comes the end of the 16th day, or till it comes the morning of the 16th. Etzam ayam is, that means the daytime part of the 16th of Nisan, as opposed to the night before. The night before is also 16th of Nisan, but it's not called Itzum Shel Yom. Itzum Shel Yom is the daytime part of the day. So that's a shaila in Kol HaTorah Kula, whether ad v'yad b'chlal. Rad v'loyad b'chlal. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai understood that ad v'yad b'chlal, ad etzem ayam azeh till the end of Itzum Shel Yom, the Yom Tenufa Soimer is also all day long. So why is it Hiskin? Why is it a takana? Why is it called a takana de Rabbanan? Isn't it a din there? Right? So the Gemara says yes. Dorash v'Hiskin. Hiskin means he publicized this din. He was mefarsim this chumrah. It's not a chumrah mid rabbanan, it's a din minatar. So sometimes in rare cases you have the expression used hiskin, and it does mean a takana de rabbanan. It really means a din d'oraisa. Some of the Rishonim claim that the Gemara says in Bava Kamma that Ezra made 10 takanas. One takana was that a balkari is not allowed to learn, so the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. You learn it out from Har Sinai. Everything is supposed to be, when we learn Torah l'doros, it's supposed to be just like at Har Sinai, everybody had to go to mikveh not to be a balkari, not to be a palet to shechva zera. So the doros also, the din is the same, a balkari and a palet to shechva zera, not allowed to learn Torah. So some Rishonim claim that was the drosh gemur of d'oraisa. It's listed among the 10 takanas of Ezra. So the Meiri says darash v'hiskin, just like the Gemara says by Rabbi Yechman Zaka, Yom Tenuf Saimer, also all day long here too. So that's what Tosfos on Lamed Zayin learns like that. Not only is Moshe Shteros of the Bezna din d'oraisa, Prusbel is also a din d'oraisa. But we usually don't accept that Tosfos, that Prusbel is a din d'oraisa. We usually don't accept that Rashi and Makas, that Moshe Shteros of the Bezna is also only a din d'rabbanan. The generally accepted opinion is that Moses Shteraisa LeBezin, if he really gives over the Shchovis to Bezin, Bezin collects it, that's a Din Deraisa, the Shvi Zainim Shamanis. That's not called Lo Yigos. The Bezin doesn't have to pester the Loiva to pay. If the Loiva knows that the Bezin's after him to collect, so then he's going to run to pay the money to the Bezin. And Kruzbul is a Takana de Rabban. That's how it's usually assumed.
The Nigerian says that that's Din Deraisa, Volker, and Subray, Kalajara.
Adirabi, that's why he says it, because Tosis is bothered with the kasha. How can the later Chachamim repeal a takone that was made by Ezra? The Gemara has a rule: Ein bezn yochel batal dimi bezn acharem kein gadol hamene b'chokma v'minyan. So Tosis and all the Rishonim are bothered with a question: Did Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, in the period of the later Tanoim, did he think that he was greater b'chokhma v'minyan than Ezra? So Tosfos suggests different answers. So the Miri, to answer that kasha, develops this thought that if you're dealing with a din d'oraisa, you don't require a later bezdin to be gadol b'chokhma v'minyan. Later bezdin, the bezdin in every generation is entitled to express their opinion as far as the din d'oraisa. Ein l'chal l'shefet shebi hamecha. Yiftach b'dara kishmul b'dara. Even on the later generations, they didn't think that they were greater in learning than Ezra, but they're entitled to express their opinion and they have a right to paskin against Ezra. If it would have been a takana de Rabbanon, the later Tanoim would not be able to repeal it unless they would have been greater b'chokhma v'minyan. The other Rabbi, that's what motivates them to suggest this pshat. So here the Gemara says, when you get to this din, on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Ein kosum pruzbul el ala karka. Yeah. El ala karka. Why is Enkos and Allah Karka? So the top place is discussed as there, Lamed Zayin and Aleph. So we usually assume the pshat is when there's Karka, so there's a stronger Shiba Nechosin. When there's only Metaltalim, Yochel Havricham, Yochel Halima. Metaltalim, he can hide the Metaltalim, he can destroy the Metaltalim. The Karka is a Horitz, Le'olam Amadis, the Rishonim use a Melitza. The Karka is going to remain there. You can't hide the Karka. So whenever you talk about the Shibud Nechasim, so the Shibud Nechasim is always stronger if you're talking about Shibudim on Karka as opposed to Shibudim on Metaltalim. So the whole idea of Lo Yigos is weakened already. If you're really Moses Shteros of Lebezin, so there's no Lo Yigos at all. This is not fully Moses Shteros of Lebezin. I'm making a declaration, I'm giving over my chavis to the Bezin, but I will represent the Bezin to collect the chavis and I'm going to pocket the money. So except it's not really Moses Shteros LeBezin. Moses Shteros LeBezin would have worked min haTorah. This is only a fake din. This is only a din mid Rabban. So a little bit it looks like Moses Shteros LeBezin. A little bit it looks like Kigavi Domi, because there's a Shibin Nechasim HaMetalkalim. If it would have really been Kigavi Domi, so then there wouldn't have been a din of Lo Yigos. So that would have solved the whole problem. He wouldn't have to be Moses Shteros LeBezin. There is one opinion in the Gemara that Milva Bishtar is not subject to the laws of Shmitas Ksofim, because Milva Bishtar is Kigavi Dami. The Gemara says that's Beishamai Shita. We paskin Shtar Chayvai Meligvas Lav Kigavi Dami. Beishamai Hal Shtar Chayvai Meligvas is Kigavi Dami. So if it would have really been Kigavi Dami, would not have been subject to Shmita. If it would have really been Moses Shteros LeBezin, it would also not be subject to Shmita. Shmitas Ksofim. So it's a half and a half as a whole. The Loiva has Karka, and it's a little bit Kigavi Dami, but not really. And it's a little bit like Moses Shteros LeBezin. So he put half and a half together. So that's why Shavis is in Mishametas. What kind of phony baloney is this? So the Gemara says, because the whole din of Shmitas Ksofim is only Midirabbanim Bizman is there anyway. So hey mama ve hey mama. So if you put these two together, it's okay. So the Gemara says, this Karka, he can only write a prusbul if the Loiva possesses Karka, and it's a little bit Kigavi Dami. Let's say the halva is $100,000 and the karka that he owns is only worth $10. So how is that kigavi dami $100,000 worth? So Tosis works on that, the top Tosis, to touch that up a little bit. What if the karka that the loiva has is only rented karka? He rents an apartment. He doesn't own the karka, so the malva can't really collect from the karka. What, he's going to move in? It's rented. The other loiva. So the Gemara says, Beferish, if it's Shiloh, if it's rented or it's a loan, so that's enough. That's how the Gemara says on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, around the 12 lines from the top. Yishiloh bakam l'tani karayim kosmim ala pruzbo. Even if it's only b'sheiloh b'schiris, that's also good enough. So So then the Gemara says, if you have a otzitz nakuf amunach agabi yisaidis, the karka mitachas does not belong to the loiven. The loiven didn't even rent it. The loiven is a bum who sleeps in the park. He doesn't have any karka that's muskeres elav. He doesn't have a rented apartment. He doesn't have a borrowed apartment. He has no rights to anything. But he has an otzitz nakuv hamunach agabi yisaidis on top of someone else's karka. So that otzitz nakuv hamunach agabi yisaidis has a din like karka, and that's it. You can write a proof. That's how the Gemara says it's all coolest, because the whole din of shmitas sofim is matzah d'rabbanon. Hey mom said they were mekel, so that's good enough to be considered karka. So Tosis says you see from the Gemara like that otzitz nakuv hamunach agabi yisaidis. The Gemara doesn't say it's a machlekes hatanoim rabbiud and the rabbanon whether it's good to write proof. The Gemara writes toma. So from that Gemara, Lamed Zayin, that's what Tosis writes on the bottom of Zayin Amid Beis, the bottom Tosis. The Perek HaShaleh HaMinan, that you can write a puzbol if the loiva has karka, even if the only karka that he has is in otz, it's nokuv hamunach agabi yisaidis, that's also good enough. And the Gemara doesn't say it's a machlekes hatanoim. The Gemara seems to say that it's l'chola deis. So what appears of Tosis, that's we really accept the first suggestion that Rav said, not like Rav Zeir that it's totally bottom la machleg sabir Rav. No, it's like Rav says the first suggestion. At kan l'kam Rav Yudah has mele b'svin asuya livroyach. How can the Rav Yudah hold the yinika doesn't go up because the water is moving, the boat is moving away. So that's why the yinika doesn't go. But if it's standing still, then even Rav Yudah would agree that it would. There is a yinika and it's vino kikarka. That's how Tosis says. Fine. So then Tosis gets stuck. If that's the accepted opinion, because that's what it says on Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. If that's the accepted opinion, then they have a kasha on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara says, if you have a blotch of earth, and something is growing in this blotch of earth, and the fellow picks it up, and he puts it on top of a pedestal, and it's suspended above. He just made it into like a nuts. It's not called Murach Agabi Yisaidis. Parpisa doesn't even have any kli on the bottom. It's just a blotch of earth, a chunk of earth, and it has things growing in it. So the Gemara says, if you pick it up, the Chaim Shem Toilish, and if it's on Erev Shabbos, it's suspended in midair, and you take and you put it on Gabi Karka, the Chaim Shem Zareya. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha, how can it be Koitzer, how can it be Zareya? But even if it's suspended above the ground, we just said that the Ikir is like the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin. That even though it's not Kama Munach Agabi Yisei, it's suspended in midair, above Tent Rohim, is also Dina Kimikubra. So why should it be Koitzer, why should it be Zareya? So Tosis says,
from its place, if I have something growing on one place, I move it over 10 feet. I took it from its market where it's getting its surreal.
I mean, as I move it, it's yawning from a different spot. So every moment that I move it, it's kotzer and zareya, kotzer and zareya.
Yeah. Isn't that the
tightest
of the smoking
that you do like? Some achrayim assume that that's what the Miri says. If you're moving it, so it's kotzer from its original place, so it can be mokim gidulo, and it's zareya and a new mokim. So Rashi and Tosfos don't. Obviously don't think so. They think if the thing soft goes up, the thing is still yearning from the ground. So you didn't do any ktsira and you didn't do any zriya. It's not ktsira, it's not zriya. So what does the Gemara say? If you pick it up, you chay mishum koitzer. You put it down, you chay mishum zareya. The Tosfos says, look in Rashi, hosom, in Masechah Shabbos, and Daf Pei Aleph. The Rashi writes that it's only a chumra mid the Rabbanon. So Tosfos endorses the Rashi. Tosfos is masking with the Rashi that this chumra in the Gemara, if you pick up the parpisa, you put a hagabi siki, hagabi an elevated platform, and there's avir mafsik in between the parpisa, the blotch of earth, and the ground, that you chay mishum kotzer, or if it's on Erev Shabbos, it's on the elevated plane, and you put it down lower, you chay mishum zareya, these are only chumis mid rabbanim, and I tell you didn't do anything. That's how Rashi and Tosfos say. The later Svarim point out that you look in the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, whenever I write that something is chayiv, it means that it's also min ha-Torah, and chayiv means chayiv misa b'mezel, chayiv chatas b'shegig. Whenever I write that something is aser, it means that it's only awesome in the Rabban. So here the Rambam quotes this Gemara in Shabbos. If you picked up the parpisa and you placed it on Gavisiki Chayev, and if you picked it from you picked it up from Antapisich and you put it down on the ground, Chayev, he quotes the Gemara Chayev. The Gemara never made such a cloud, and whenever we say Chayev, we mean Chayev min ha-Torah. So Rashi and Tosis are free to say that Gemara is Labdavka. Chayev means that he violated the Nisa de Rabbanim. Chayev number de Rabbanim. But the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph. Whenever I write Chayev Amim in Atur, and here the Rambam writes exactly Chayev. So the Rambam clearly does not agree with Rashi and Tosis. So that's the Shaila, why should it be Chayev? But doesn't the Rambam agree to this, to what Tosis said? To the Rav's first suggestion? Does the Rambam agree with what Tosis said? That if it's munach agabi yisaidis, hatzitz nak munach agabi yisaidis, suspended in midair, it would be chayiv in shumus and maisus. It would have the din of kedushas perish shviyis. So why does he say that he chayiv on Shabbos? That's the kasha that Achreinim asked. So the Dvar Avram had a whole shtickle Torah. Avram was the last rabbi in Kovna. He died in the middle of the war. He died from disease. Because the Nazis they couldn't go get a doctor. So that's what he did. He wasn't killed there by the Nazis directly, but he died because of the ghetto. So he used to correspond with other Talmid Chacham. So he has a beautiful shtickle Torah where he claims that he has two simonim, one after the other, in the Dvar Avram Chelek Aleph. See, in one shtickle Torah, in Simchov Dalet, he claims that there's a machlokes, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, regarding the nature of the Isser of Kotzer. What exactly is the Isser? Because there's a Gemara Masecha Shabbos, where the Gemara says, Hoshit Yod Lamei Behema, a farmer puts his hand inside the womb of a cow who's pregnant, Bedildel Uber Bimeyeho, and he detached the Uber. Hoshit Pshat is that he killed the Uber. Two ways to read the Gemara, whether he killed the Uber or he detached the Uber and he brought it out and it's alive. So let's learn Pasha Pshat. He killed the Uber. So the Gemara says that constitutes a Malacha Deraisa. This is on the bottom of Kuv Zayin on the base. Omar Shmuel. Hoshit Yodah, four lines from the bottom. Hoshit Yodah, Lamei Behemah, Bedildel Uber, Shebimayeho, Chayiv, it's a Malacha Deraisa. The Gemara says, what are you Chayiv? So the Gemara says, I'll explain it to you. Omar Ravah, it was explained to me, and the pshat goes as follows. What if you have... a vegetable growing, and then you have, let's say you have a cactus growing, and then you have some other vegetable growing on top of that vegetable. A parasite. Usually each vegetable is yearning from the ground directly. So here you have a vegetable that's growing and another vegetable growing on top of that vegetable. So if a person detaches the vegetable, the kshusa is growing on the side of a hizmi v'higi, chai b'shemay kadov v'migiduloi, that's a malach of kotzer, hachanami, mechai b'shemay kadov v'migiduloi. Here too, if you hoshid yor alamei behemah v'dil delubi v'meyeo, there's also chai b'shemay kadov v'migiduloi. So the simple translation of the words of the Gemara is that it's a malach of kotzer. Kotzer. Kotzer is if you pull off oranges from the tree. What kind of kotzer? This is an animal. The cow is pregnant with an uber, and I kill the uber. So how in the world is that kotzer? So the Ramban, and the Chiddush Ramban there says, no, you read the Gemara wrong. The Gemara just meant to prove that even if a vegetable doesn't have its own independent chiyus, it's a parasite living on a different vegetable, but it also has chiyus. So if you koitzer the kshusa that's growing on the hizmi v'higi, chayim mishim koitzer, hachanami here too, there's a din of netilas neshama, shochet, is one of the 39 melachos, netilas neshama. So not only if I kill a person who has an independent life, even if I kill an uber, that's a parasite living off of the mother, wasn't born yet, didn't yet develop its own independent life, that's also called a chiyus, and yichai mishum netilus neshama. Not that yichai mishum oikadov migdula. The Lashon HaGemara is a little misleading. doesn't mean that it's kotzer. It means that it's until it's neshama. That's how the Ramban says. But some other Rishon, the Ramban is disagreeing with those Rishonim who preceded him, and they understood that it's chayim mishum kotzer. What kind of kotzer? So they explain why, that the malacha of kotzer is really akin to the malacha of netilas neshama. The only thing is that netilas neshama, there's animal life and there's vegetable life. So if you kill an animal, so that's shochet. Kill a person, kill an animal, that's shochet. If you kill fruits or vegetables are growing from the ground, they're growing on a tree, that's a malacha of kotzer. If I kill an uber, which is living off of its mother's body, so it doesn't deserve to be considered a malacha of shochet because it doesn't have an independent chiyus, but still chayim mishum kotzer. It's taka kotzer. It is a malacha of kotzer. That's how the earlier Rishonim understood the Gemara. So they obviously understood that the malacha of kotzer is a form of netilas neshama, and instead of a chiyus habahamis, instead of an animal life, it's a vegetative life. And if it's an uber, it doesn't have its own independent life, I treat it, it's loigora from a vegetative life, and that's a malacha of kotzer. So the Dvaram doesn't like this pshat from the Rishonim. So he says, there's a Gemara in Chulin, at the end of Chulin, and the Gemara talks beferish about what if I have apples or oranges that are growing around a tree, or vegetables growing on the ground, and they have already developed. So the longer you leave it on the tree, there's a stage during which period of time it's going to get bigger and bigger and grow more. Then it's already finished growing. So then it starts to wither away as it's still attached to the tree. So you can't say that if you pluck it off of the tree, you're killing the growth of the fruit of the vegetable. Adarab, it's already beginning to rot on the tree. So the Gemara says, if you pluck off the fruits of the vegetables that are rotting on the tree, yechai menatar mishim koitzim. So you see that it's not an until it's neshama of a vegetative life. So the Dvavram claims that there is the Rishonim will say that it's kotzer. They read the Gemara Kuv Zayinam and Beis that it's kotzer. They were motivated to say that because of a passage in the Yerushalmi. So he says this. The Dvavram claims this is the machlokes is the Bavli in Yerushalmi. What's the definition of the malacha of kotzer? Is kotzer a form of netilas neshama? You're killing the vegetative life. You're mafsik the chiyus. It's not going to be growing any longer. Or do you know? You're detaching something mechibura la karka, and you're not really killing it because it's dead already. It's dead already from before. So he wants to say this is a machlek is the Bavli in Yerushalmi. So this is the way in the yeshivas they say b'shem Rab Chaim to explain this Rambam. How come the Rambam understands the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Shabbos daf pei aleph on a base by the parpisa, that if you pick it up from the ground, Yechai Mishum Kotzer, you put it back on the ground, Yechai Mishum Zoreya, I bet it's Yonik, even when it's not Amunuch Agabi, say this, it's still be Yonik. Those are all the Gemaras, and we always talks about an Otz, it's not Amunuch Agabi, say this, it's Chayiv and Shumas and Maisis. Pashto says it's Chayiv Minatar and Shumas and Maisis, because there is Yonike. So in the Yeshivas, they say, B'Shem Rab Chaim, Yonike is one thing, and to be chayv on Shabbos mishum kotzer is a different thing. And achanami, this still is yinika. If the definition of kotzer would have been letilas neshama, you kill the vegetative life, so then Tosis has a good takasha. It's still yearning from the ground when it's on top of the yisaitis, when it's on top of the pedestal. So why are you chayv mishum kotzer? So the answer is the Rambam holds that's not the definition. The Rambam holds like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. That's what the Dvar Avram wants to say. The Rambam holds like the Bavli that the definition of kotzer is not that the mafsik the yenike. Even if the yenike already stopped, it's already withering away while it's still attached to the tree. It's still a chayim shem kotzer deraisa. So even if you'll do a form of katsira, I'll be kotzer the thing mechibur la karka and still be yonik. It's still being yonik. So I didn't mafsik the yonik. It's still being yonik. It's still chayim shum kaitzer. Because kaitzer means you cancel the chibur la karka. The thing is mechubur la karka, and now you made it tolish.
It's still mechubur.
So that's what they say in yeshivas, name Rab Chaim, that the Rambam distinguishes. The Rambam holds this yonik in order to be chayim in chumas and maestris, in order to be have kedushas perishvis. That depends on yonik. If it's Yonik from Karker, or it's Israel, it's chayv in trumas and maisvus, and it has a din of perish vias. But in order to be chayv mishum, in order to be mechubel lekarka, it has to be within the 10 tefachim to the ground. It has to be sitting on the ground. If not sitting on the ground, it's not within 10 tefachim, then it's not dinik mechubel lekarka. So that's what the Rambam would say, that there's kotzer on Shabbos, even though the vegetation is not growing already from before. That's a gemara in the end of Chulin, and you pluck it off, that's chayv mishum kotzer, because it was mechuber, now you made it tolush. And what denami, if after the tlisha, it's still yoinik from the karka, it's still chayv mishum kotzer, because before you were tolush it, it was mechuber, now you were tolush it, it's tolush. Now it's no longer mechuber. That's how they're a quote b'shem Rav Chaim. So the Gemara later says not so. The Gemara says, if you have a chobeis on an alpha, you have an otzitz nakav that's growing. So it's not only that it's yonik from the karka. The Gemara says that it's a dinoki karka.
Maybe that's when it's attached to the ground.
It could be that it is attached to the ground, but we have to add another haysafa here. See, Rav Chaim is distinguishing between mitzvus atlis barz. He says that maisris in shviyus depends on yinike, and kotzer on Shabbos does not depend on yinike. Like the Dvar Avram said, the Yerushalmi holds it depends on yinike. The Bavla holds that it depends on being kotzer michibur lakarka. There are different dinim. There are many different places where we distinguish between karka and talpulin, but we shouldn't confuse the cases. The cases are not the same. Take for example, we have a din. The Arsamer has this part in Hilchas Gittin, in Hilchas Gerushin. We have a din that karka has different kinyonim from metalpulin. So we have a pasuk that a nevek nine is dinikah karka avodim hukshu lekarkos. You have a din of eino eino lekarkos. If you sold karka to someone else and you cheated him or he cheated you, so there's no penalty of eino. So the Mishnah says avodim hukshu lekarkos is no penalty by avodim. We have a din. There's no din of meila bekarkos. Somebody was moel behegdish. He has to pay Karim Mechaimish and bring Hashem Amilo. So the Mishnah says the din of Me'ila doesn't apply to Karkos. And the Gemara says, Avadim Hukshul Karkos also don't have a din of Me'ila. There's a din, there's no Shmira. The Karkos learned that from the Klala Prati Klal. So Avadim Hukshul Karkos is no din of Shomrin and Karka either. So the Yosemech says, what if I pluck off Paris from the tree on Shabbos? I'm Chaimishim Kotzer. So what if I'll give my Evet Knaini a haircut on Shabbos? I'll be Chaimishim Kotzer. So he laughs at that. He thinks that that's a joke. Why? He says, these are two different things. Avodim hukshul karkois, when the din depends on shem karka versus shem metaltun. If it's the din in karka, then we have a pasuk. Avodim hukshul karkois, the Evet Knaini has a shem karka. But here on Shabbos, it's not an issue of shem karka. It's an issue of, is it mechubel karka? So the Evet, you can say from today till next year, the Evet has a shem karka, but the hair is not called mechubel karka. The hair is mechubel to the Evet. The Evet has a shame karka, but you don't say the hair is mechubel karka by cutting off the hair. By cutting off the hair, like if I cut off anybody else's hair, it's a malacha of gozes. That's another one of the 39 of his malacha. You cut off fingernails, you cut off hair, it's a malacha of gozes, but we won't say that if you cut off the hair, it's a malacha of kotzer. He says kotzer by Shabbos is not a function of shame karka. It's a function of mechuber. Then sometimes you have other dinim. You have other dinim. Take for example, there's a machlokes hatanoim. What's the din of Paris? Anovim ha'omdim li botzer. I have grapes that are fully ripened, and it's time to pluck them off. And I'm not going to pluck them off, so they're going to just get rotten on the tree. So do you still say mechuber lekarka dinik karka? Calls man that the Paris are yonik from the karka and they're growing and getting bigger and bigger. So you say mechubel karka dina kekarka. What if it's ready time to harvest everything? So do you still say dina kekarka that it's nikne b'kinyoni karka and there's no din of shmira? Machlokes hatanaim is in shvuas regarding there's no din of shmira the karkos. So what if I go away on vacation for a week and I ask you to be a shomer to watch the peres that mechubel karka and it's already zman habitziris. Higia hazman liftzaras haperes. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, Reb Meir and the Chacham, but anov muhamdim li botzer ki betzuris damyon. It's not dina kikarka anymore, or it is dina kikarka. So that machlokes appears in the Gemara b'negiah to me'ilo. If you have ein me'ilo b'karkos, what if it's only li botzer? B'negiah to shomrim. So Tosfos says, what about, let's say, when you get to a Bal Chayiv collecting from the Yorshim, the Bal Chayiv can only the Bal Chayiv can only collect from the Karka. If you're collecting from the Loiva himself, so the Gemara has an expression, if you're collecting from the Loiva, you can take the shirt off of his back, even though the shirt off of his back is metaltalim, because there's a Shibir Agur. But if you're collecting from the Yisayimim, so then the Gemara says, metaltalim liyasme, loy mishtab dil bachayv, you can only collect karkois. So what about this? Can you collect anovim ha'omdim libotzer from the Yorshim? So the Gemara says in Ksubis, no, that's out of the question. Kibitzuris damyon. The Tosfos says, why is it kibitzuris damyon? It's a machlekes hatanaim, and we Reb Meir and the Chachamim, and we paskin against Reb Meir. We paskin anovim ha'omdim libotzer lav kibitzuris damyon. Dinu kimechuber. So the shach and the choshem mishpul. We mentioned yesterday that there are two very important shachs. The siman tzadikay and choshem mishpul. The siman about ein nishbayim al hakarkos. So the one we mentioned yesterday is about bias, where the bias is considered like Tolosh of the Sav Chibra, that it's subject to the Machlekes Hatanoim, or no, maybe bias L'choladeis is Dina Kimechuber. But that's one shach. Then there's another shach there, where the shach gets all excited, he discovered a Ravid in a Rashbam, and he likes it very much. Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over every 2 years. Whenever he came up, he would always say over this shach, with this Ravid in the Rashbam, that there are two different dinim for the Malva to be able to collect the karka from the Yisayimim. That's not a function of karka versus metaltalin. That's a function of nechosim sheish lamachrayis versus nechosim shein lamachrayis. That's called, those say, real estate. Karka is called nechosim sheish lamachrayis. It's real estate because eini yochel havricha beini yochel halima. The Rishonim use a melitza ha'oritz li'olam amodis. You're more secure, the malva is more secure of a collection. If there's a sheep in the chosim on karka, then I'm a taltim. Because I'm a taltim, he can hide it, he can sell it, he can destroy it. Hashemi can have karka, horis lelam amadu, so there's a stronger sheep in the chosim. So can you say, let's say, anovim ha'omnim libotzer? You're going to say that that's mechuba le karka, dina ke karka, so therefore it's called nechosim sheesh lam achrayis. No, it's omnim libotzer. It's time to harvest it, they're going to harvest it, they're going to eat it, they're going to sell it. So that's what they arrive at on the side of the Rambam, and the Rashbam and Bav Basra write such a chiluk that when do we have a machlekes Rav Meir Nachachamim Mishvuis, whether anov mahom dem libotzer is kibitzuris dam yer anat, that's only a case where the din depends on shem karka versus shem metaltlin. That's by meile, that's by oino, that's by shoimrim, but with respect to gevia from yisaimim, that's not a din of karka versus metaltum. That's a din of nechosim sheish lamachrayis versus nechosim shein lamachrayis. That's why, and daf yud aleph and bava kama, the Gemara has a machlokes whether avodim have the same din of karka or not when it gets to a bal chayv collecting from the yisayimim. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Of course, avodim hukshel karkos. Why all of a sudden the Gemara has a machlokes? So the Tosfos gives an answer. Avodim hukshel karkos is only with respect to dinim deraisa, and this Gemara is talking about dinim derabbanan. Why is collecting from the yisayimim a din derabbanan? So Tosfos says this sugya holds like the shita that shibud alav deraisa. That shibud nechosim is only the rabbanan. I think Gemara talks about kinyan agav. So Tosfos says kinyan agav is also only the rabbanan. Only when you get to dinim derabbanan do you have a machlekes about avodim hukshel karkos. When you get to dinim deraisa, everyone would agree that avodim hukshel karkos. And that Tosfos kasha, that's an arbitrary shvera teretz. A chiluk between dinim deraisa, dinim derabbanan. If you don't have a better teretz, so you have to accept Tosfos teretz. So the Ravid suggests a different answer. That's where the shach gets all excited. The siman tzadikay about the Ravid, he thinks that it's gevaldik. When do you say avodim hukshel karkos? If the din depends on shem karka versus shem metaltlim, so then you have exeris akosim that avodim hukshel karkos. But here, just like there are some ask that in Hilchus Shabbos, if you give the haircut to the Eved, it's not going to be kotzer. It's kotzer on Shabbos is not a function of shem karka, it's a function of mechubel lakarka. If you mafsik the thing from chibur lakarka, so here, when you get the gviya from Yisayim Malakuches, it's not a function of shem karka versus shem metaltlim. It depends on nechosim sheish lamachrayis versus nechosim shein lamachrayis. Here taka avodim not. That's how the Ravid says. Since avodim do not have the din, ein goyvim minu avodim. That's the maskana we pass. Ein goyvim minu avodim. Ein goyvim minu avodim. Why? Because avodim have a shem karka, but they're not called nechosim sheish lamachrayis. So who are dinami? The malva cannot collect from the Anovim Homnim Libatzer, that eats all Hayasimim. Aye, but we pass on Anovim Libatzer, Lavke Betsuris Damya. So the Ravid says, yeah, Lavke Betsuris Damya means it still maintains the Shem Karka, but you can't really label it as Nachosim Sheishlam Achrayts. So just like you distinguish over there, we have a lot of dinim where we distinguish in karka metal, but it's not always correct that the distinction is karka metal. Sometimes it depends on the shame karka that we say avadim mukshalu karka. Sometimes it depends on mechuber. That's what the Ors HaMeir said. You can't say avadim akol mechuber la karka. Sometimes it depends on the chosim sheish lemachrayis. Sometimes it depends in gansan on a different din. Let's say, for example, elaheim al haharim aloi haharim elaheim. If a person owns a nochri, owns a mountain, and he's mishtach v'lahor, he bows down to his mountain. So you're going to say the nochri asa is the mountain v'hano. So every piece of earth in the world may be asa v'hano. There was at one time, the world was already almost 6,000 years old, so there was some nutty nochri in each place in the world who owned a piece of karka, and he bowed down to his, he deified his karka, so every karka in the world was going to be asa v'hano. So the Gemara learns that from Pasuk, aleim alahor v'lahor malahayim, that the karka oilam doesn't become nesar. So the Rambam writes, karka doesn't become nesar, the same reason, the same gzeres hakosim, that karka is not nesar, mitama avodazar, aleim alahorim, applies also to bali chayim. Rashi and Tosfos in Chula and Daf Mem Amud Aleph distinguish that bali chayim is one din and karka is a different din. And the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, no, it's the exact same din. And the din also, what do you mean? Bali chayim, Balechaim, a karka. Balechaim, a metalpolim. How is a karka? Or the Gemara says, let's say. That's another din. Yeah, but what's over here? Or take, for example, the Ramam quotes a Gemara. Let's say the apples fell down from the tree. And someone, and it's my field, and everything belongs to me, the pears belong to me. I bow down to the apples. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara. If I picked up the apple and I put it down and I bow down to the apple, then it becomes asabano. If I didn't pick it up yet, that's called embo tvisus yarod, if the hand lays an egg. So if it was untouched by human hands, and I'm the owner of the egg farm, and I bow down, I deify the eggs, so the Rambam quotes the Gemara that the eggs do not become asabano. That's called embo tvisus yarod. If somebody picked up the egg and put it down, that's called yesh batvisis yaradim, so then you answer it. So the word of mechuber doesn't become nesa, the pasik is aleim al haharim, v'loi haharim aleim. Habeti abdin is kong kumash abdu sham agoyim is aleim al haharim. You have to destroy the avodah zarah, but you don't destroy the mountains themselves. So that pasik doesn't only mean that mechuber, that karka is not nesa, mechuber is not nesa. The egg that the hen lays, or the apples that fall down from the tree, or the balichayim, that's not called karka. That's not called mechubel karka. It's a different word. So the lashon haGemara is ein bo tvisas yaradim. It means avodah zarah is only us if it's a man-made avodah zarah. What says man-made? Someone manufactured a table, and the other guy worships the table. Somebody or you have the hen lays the eggs. So that's not man-made. If someone picked up the egg and put it down, that's called man-made egg. If the apples fall down from the tree, untouched by human hands, so that's called Ein Bo Tvisus Yaradim. Once someone picks it up and put it down, that's called manufactured by human beings. There's a Yaradim B'Yemtza, someone picked it up and put it down, and someone made a brick. So a brick is a Yesh Bo Tvisus Yaradim. It's a different word. It's a different. You have different dinim. Each case depends. Sometimes depends on mechuber, and sometimes it depends on Shem Kark, and sometimes depends on Yesh Bo Tvisus Yaradim, Ein Bo Tvisus Yaradim. And sometimes it depends on Yenike. Yeah, that's what the word, but they say B'Shem Rab Chaim. He claims that the Rambam holds that for Trumas and Maisis and for Shviyas, it depends on Yenike from Eretz Yisrael. So it's Bunach Agabi Yisaitis is still Yenik. So it's Chayv and Trumas and Maisis, Menater, and has a din of Per Shviyas Menater. But when it gets to Ilcha Shabbos, it's not totally in Yenike. It could be that it already stopped Yenike from before. The Gemara says, Yenduchun, and you're still Chayv and Shem Kaitzer. And it could be that it's going to continue to be yonig after you'll detach it. I'll pick it up and put it on Gabi Seder. So it's still going to be yonig from the karka, and you still will be chayim mishum koitzer. Why? Koitzer on Shabbos is a din of mafsik from chibur la karka. That's how they say b'shem Rab Chaim.
Isn't that Rashi by Behemoth exactly like the Rab Chaim?
Rashi by behemah that what?
That he calls behemah gedulei karka. It's because it gets
the Gemara calls behemah. The Gemara calls behemah gedulei karka. The benegiah to the din. When you have mois ma'aser sheni, you go to Yerushalayim to buy food. So the Gemara says he can't buy water, he can't buy salt, and fish is a machlekes hatanoim. Why? Because the Gemara learns that from the pasuk when asata kesa ba bokar ba tzona ba yain ba shechar. So the Gemara says it's klal prat klal. So the Gemara says the klal prat klal requires that it should be prima priva gedulei karka. I bet it says bokar ba tzon, yain ba shechar is gedulei karka. You made the wine and the grape juice. Yain means grape juice and shechar means wine. It doesn't mean beer. So those are both gedulei karka. That we understand. How is bokar ba tzon? How is that gedulei karka? So the Gemara uses the terminology, uses the expression of gedulei karka loosely. That's a shalim hilchas Shabbos.
No, but don't you see from the fact, no one will ever tell you that that's called mechubel karka.
Right.
At best, it's just called gedulei karka. So you see already that there's a chilek from that Gemara already. You see that there's a chilek between mechubel and unika.
Right. Okay.
It's the same.
Okay. Okay. So in each, we have differences la'alocha between these various cases. You have differences. The Gemara in Me'ila makes a distinction with a bias. With a bias is dinah ketolish, a bias is dinah gemechuber. So the Gemara says, Benegeta, but the Zorah, Amishtachva, Labayis, Asorah. Why? Because the whole reason why Mechuber is not Nesta, because Eimot Tvisus Yaronim, but Batim are man made. That's Bedavke Yeshbot Tvisus Yaronim. That is certainly Yeshbot Tvisus Yaronim. So the Gemara makes that distinction. So that's what Rab Chaim says over here. This is a different din. Shabbos is a din that depends on Mechuber. And even though the otzitz not a munacha gabi seris is still yearning from the karka, but you can't, the Rambam holds that you can't consider it mechub. That's called talush, and that's why Chaim Shem Kotz. Yes, that this depends on what the Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram was the Talmud of Chaim Valoshin. Once in a long while, he quotes from his Rebbe Rab Chaim. So he was from the family also. He was from the, they were all descendants of Rab Chaim Valoshin. That's called in Lithuania. That was the big yichud, the Beis Harav. To be descendants from the Vilna Goyen for some reason or another was not considered a yichud. To be descendants from Rav Chaim Volozhin, that was considered a yichud. The Hasidim claim that the reason why the yichud in Lithuania was to be descendants from Rav Chaim Volozhin because Rav Chaim Volozhin refused to sign on the cherem against the Hasidim that the Vilna Goyen made. They don't understand exactly historically why, because they have the original copy, the handwritten copy of the cherem, and it's in the handwriting of Rav Chaim Volozhin. So he's the one who wrote it. So what do you mean that the shliach came and he didn't want to sign it? So we don't. There's something missing from the story. But that's so they're all considered. This is all Beis Harav. Beis Harav means those descendants from Chaim Volozhin. So the Dvar Avram, his father was also a prominent rabbi. So they were from the same family as Rav Chaim Volozhin. But he learned the Volozhin under Rav Chaim. He quotes once in a while Rav Chaim. So his Rav Chaim's interpretation in the Rambam to answer this kasha is based on that premise that the Dvar Avram develops, that there's he thinks there's a machlok, is the Bavli and Yerushalmi, what's the definition of the malacha of Kotzer? It's interesting, we've had the malachas around since Maimon HaSinai. No one ever started working on definitions until the 1900s. The Eglei Tal works on definitions, the Mishnah Berurah works on definitions. And before you have very little work to sharpen a definition, what's exactly the hagdar of the malacha? To know when it does apply, when it doesn't apply. So that's what Dvar Avram says, that we assume that the definition of the Malach al Kotzer is not that the mafsik the inika, it's not the kin to the tilis neshama. It's not that this is vegetative life and that's animal life. No, it has nothing to do with tilis neshama. Even if it continues to grow later, or even if it was dead before you cut it off, it's still going to be shaykh to have an iser of Kotzer. Kotzer means you mafsik the chibur to the karka. A bitzel apanavesh, so he had a car. So a bitzel apanavesh sent a mehorah on his shtigel teret. So a bitzel apanavesh didn't think that was correct. So the second siman in the Ram Simcha Fei, he's responding to a bitzel's letter. So he doesn't agree with a bitzel. So a bitzel apanavesh thought that the definition of kotzer means you mafsig the unika, that you're killing the vegetative life. So the Dvar Avram says, how can you say that? But the Rambam quotes the Gemara at the end of Chulin, that it's dead already from before, it's not growing already. So he doesn't agree with him. So Rav Ditzler thinks that the definition is mapsik the unique, killing vegetative life. But he says the Rambam holds over here that that you chayiv min haTorah if you pick it up, or you chayiv min haTorah mishum zareh if you put it down. Why? Because there's more yanika when it's down than there is when it's up. So when you take an otzitz nokovan from on top of the ground and you pick it up al gabi yaseidus, so you have your memayit yanika. So being memayit yanika, even though you're not mafsik legamid yanika, that's also a violation of kotzer. As it's half dead, malikot lekula malikot lepak. So you're killing it the mitzvahs. And if you take an otzitz nokovanuch al gabi yaseidus, put it on top of the ground, so it's going to be yanik more. So that's Zareya. Zareya is not only if I make a hascholasa, let's say there's something growing in the ground and I water the lawn, I water the grass. So the Gemara says, Machlekes Hamarayim, Hamashka Maim Lizroim, what's the melacha? The Gemara in the first half of Maikot has a Machlekes Rabbi Rav Yosef. One Amar holds that it's a told of Zareya. What kind of Zareya was growing before I did it? No, I make it grow better now. So you see that making it grow better is also Zareya. So that's what Rabbi Tzolle says in the Rambam. He says, no. Zareya and koitzer means more yanika, less yanika. Maskim that is still yanika when it's on top of above 10 tvachim above the ground. But still there's going to be more yanika if it's lowered down and less yanika if it's higher up. So that's a violation of zareya if you make more yanika, and that's a violation of koitzer if you cause it to have less yanika.
But it's not considered machlokes.
I think Rabbi Tzolle assumes that it is mechuber, based on the simple reading of the Gemara Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, if it's an otz, it's nakuv, then it's dina kikarka, so it could be nikna with chazok. If it's an otz, it's shena nakuv, then it's dina kitolish, it could be nikna with kinyon and mitaltalem. So you see from the Gemara that whenever it's yonek, so it's not only that there's yonik and it's chayv and mitzvah satkuyiz baretz, if it's yonik, then it's called mechuber lekarka also. It's the simple pshat in the Gemara. It's mechuba lekarka. Mechuba lekarka dina kikarka.
Minchas Chinuch points out that the Rambam in Karak Tes and Shmita B'Yovel doesn't bring the din later on that you could write kais from Prisma.
Yeah.
So he says that it's the Rambam l'shitasoi.
The Shitasoi. A lot of Achrenim say like that. The Rambam l'shitasoi.
So how's he going to learn that
Rambam? Tais's whole raya was from the Gemara l'kamon daf lamed zayin. So the Rambam never quoted that Gemara. So that's what quite a few Rashi Yeshiva, they want to say that the Rambam says that it's kotzer if you pick it up. That's the Rambam l'shitasa, that he never quoted that Gemara. And he taka holds that if you hold an otzitznok of Amunach HaGabi says, not chayvin shumas amaisus. They want to say it's not chayvin shumas amaisus. The Rambam never said that it's chayv. There is no Rambam. Yeah. The Divi Yecheskel wants to say like that, others want to say like that. That the Eglital says like that. The Rambam is l'shitasa.
No, I'm saying according to Rabbi Itzala, why doesn't the Rambam bring that Gemara if he holds Taka Mechuber?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So good to time. Yeah.
Would an afternoon be if it's within the Talgabi Sedos Papos being Yitzchacham, then you take him and put it higher than Yitzchacham? According to the Rambam, that's not going to be a problem because it was already published.
As
long as it was
al Gabi Yisidus, it was
already
polished. Mm-hmm.
For
the
others, if that's still yonek,
when
it's
Tafas
Mitzvah,
and
now you put it above, so
mm-hmm.
now it's no longer yonek.
So okay. Yeah, you have quite a few nafkaminas. Sure. That's one good nafkamina. That is correct. So this bottom Taisvis is quite an issue. Taisvis assumed that if it's still yonek, if you pick it up, become an otzitz nokov, Agabi Yisaitis is still yonik. Their main rise from Daf Lamed Zayin from Prisma. The Taisus assumes that Gemara is accepted. La Locha. The issue is the Rambam never quoted that Gemara. Rambam never quotes any Gemara Beferish that says that otzitz nokov, Agabi Yisaitis is dina kikarka. So Taisus assumes for sure that's the din. So they say that Gemara in Shabbos, that if you pick it up, Yechayim Shem Koitz is only the Rabbanah. And the Rambam writes explicitly that it's Matar. So that's the question, what is the beer in the Shitas Rambam? So that's the whole pilpul that the Gedolim had. Okay, we got up to the Tosefta and Kelim here. Chesam and Aleph, about 8 lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta in Kelim. What's it doing, Tosefta and Kelim, Bavakamah Perak Aleph? Because of in Mishnah's Kelim, Perak Aleph, you have listed off Esa Kedusha saying. You have the 10 levels of Kedusha. Kedushas Mokam, it says Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaRotzos Shemivim Imena HaOmer Eshtei Alechem. Then it says, Ayaras Hamkaf is Chaima have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And then Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of the Ayaras Hamkaf is Chaima. The Harabais has a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Yerushalayim. And then the Ezra's Nashim has a higher level of Kedusha. You keep on going further, further, further. 10 levels. There are more than 10 in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Esa Kedusha saying, the Mishnah has 11. So it's already a problem. Why the Mishnah says Esa and it lists off 11 things. They're not all deraisa. Some of those levels of Kedusha are only invented in the Rabbanan. So Sach HaKol, it says that there are 10, 11 levels of Kedusha. So that the Sefta always takes all the Mishnahs and elaborates more details. So the Mishnah gives you the 10 levels of Kedusha within Eretz Yisrael. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ben Abadim is the highest level of Kedusha. As you go out, the Kedusha gets less and less and less and less till you go to Chutz Lortz, it's gone and gone. So now then, Tosefta says that Surya has partially dinim like Eretz Yisrael and partially dinim like Chutz Lortz. B'shlosh adroch m'shapsa Surya l'Eretz Yisrael u'b'shlosh ala Chutz Lortz. Yeah. When the Mabul, what's the story with Surya? What do we have the last two lines in the Tosefta on Chesam and Aleph? The bottom Tosefta, they quoted the pasuk towards the end of Parshas Ekev. Kamakam shatidrach kaf raglachem from the word kol. The sefer was marbe kol. Kol ma shohei kovshim mechutz loretz hayekodesh. You can have kedusha in aratzus on the surface also. So the kedusha in aratzus on the surface is that's going to be mikanal haba. That's when Dovan Melch is kovish surya. So he endowed surya with kedusha. Either menatar med rabban. But surya was never from the eretzan of cheres when the rabban shalom created the world. Eretz Yisrael had a special status. Surya didn't yet have that status. Surya was granted a special status after Kibush Dov. So when the Mabul occurred, and the Gemara has a tradition in the end of Sanhedrin that the Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael, you can't say the Mabul didn't affect Surya. Surya was Chutzlars at that time. When Dovan HaMelech came on the scene, and he conquered Surya, he endowed it with Kedushas, and Mikan al-Habot became Mekudish B'Kedushas Ha'aretz. If you all Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, fine, it was a Kibush Yochid. So the Gemara says that the Tumas Eretz Amim is based on the Meisei Mabul. So the Meisei Mabul affected Surya like it affected the rest of Chutz Lortz. So that's what the Sefta says. Afara Tomei Kuchutz Lortz. Surya is Tomei like the rest of the world because the Meisei HaMabul were there. The Mabul affected Surya like the rest of the world. Amechar Avdol is Surya Kamechar B'Chutz Lortz. Why? Amechar Avdol, we just discussed yesterday, Amechar Avdol, the Tosfos on the first daf says, if you sell your Eved to the inside part of Aku, even though the inside part of Aku is Dina Keretz Yisrael, is already Yotza Lecheres. If you sell from the inside part of Aku to the outside part of Aku, he's Yotza Lecheres. Why? Because the Eved is Chayv and it's his Kisho. And you're not allowed to sell him to Chutz Loretz, because then he's Mevatel Mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to sell him to a location where there are less B'nai Torah. Even the inside part of Aku that has Kedusha Zahar, it's fine, they're fulfilling the Mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, but there aren't too many B'nai Torah over there. That's why there was a Machlekes Ramei Rabbi in the Mishnah with the Aku Keretz Yisrael Gittin or Lav Keretz Yisrael Gittin, because there's a Hezdi Yeshiva there now. But for many years, Aku was, it still is, it's like a Nirani Dachas. There's so many Arabs over there. So Aku was always a problem in the days of the Tanoi. So Hamecher Abdel Surya, Kamecher B'chutz Loretz. It's like selling self in Eretz Yisrael to Aku. If you sell from Eretz Yisrael to Aku, even the inside Chelek of Aku, Aku is Eretz Yisrael, the inside part is a penalty. So if you sell to Surya, even if you'll assume that Surya has Kedusha Minat Torah, like the inside part of Aku, but still, there aren't so many B'nai Torah living in Surya. And maybe get the Surya, and maybe Mechutz Lars. There aren't B'nai Torah there, so you have to say B'fanai Nechtav. So these are the three dinim that B'shlosh Adroch M'shav says Surya Lechutz Lars. The price lists off A, B, B, A, like you say yesterday, it says. Some dinim has like Eretz, some dinim like Chutz, and I'm going to tell you first the dinim that has like Chutz Lortz. Then it goes back to tell you the dinim that it has like Eretz Yisrael. What are the three? B'shloshlo, l'Eretz Yisrael, what are the three? Chayev is b'maisros, b'shviyis, ki Eretz Yisrael. Ki Eretz Yisrael, d'chof adim, it sounds like it's min ha-Torah. Just like in Eretz Yisrael, just like so too. Just like in Eretz Yisrael, yechayev in mitzvah, satulis, baritz, min ha-Torah, so too in Surya, yechayev min ha-Torah. So that's what the Gemara says on the top of Amid Beis, Kostova, the second line. The top line, Chayev is b'maisa b'shviyas ki Eretz Yisrael, the Chof Adim in Kostova, ki b'shiochid shmei kibush. That's what we spoke about on Sunday. What does it mean, ki b'shiochid in Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos? So this Tana is clearly of the opinion that the kippush that David HaMelech made accomplished the kedusha deraisa, and even though kedusha rishona was batla, but when they came back in the beginning of the Bais Sheni, the Jews did move back into Syria. Not only did they move back into Eretz Yisrael, Mar seems to assume they moved back into Syria. And the same chazaka, the Rambam calls it, that was Mekadesh, all of Eretz Yisrael worked to be Mekadesh Syria as well. Menatayr, if Mar's talking this month, the Tosefta's talking this month by Sheni. The Tosefta didn't talk about this month by Rishon. The Tosefta's talking this month by Sheni and after the Churban. That they're assuming that Surya not only had a Kedusha Rishonah, had a Kedusha Shniyah. So the Kedusha Shniyah is only going to be Chal Aydei Chazak if it had a Kedusha Rishonah, Aydei Kibush. Apparently the Braisa thinks that the Kibush Yochish may Kibush. Then it says, Harotz Elikonis Bar Betara Nichnas. There is a din of Tumas Eretz Amim, so you can't go into Chutz Loretz without becoming Tomei, but in Surya you can. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask, how is that possible? He just said that since the Mabul did affect Surya, because Surya was only in this Kaddish with Dush Saharetz from the days of David HaMelech and Karol Haba, but the Mabul did affect Surya, so there were Meisei Mabul. So there is Tumas Eretz Amim. So how do you turn around? First you say Afara Tomei Kechutz Loretz, then you say so the Gemara is going to give an answer. We have to figure it out. And the final dinner is whoever buys a field in Surya, who is he buying the field from? From a Jew or from a non-Jew? So Rashi explains he's going to buy the field from a non-Jew. Rashi writes 20 lines from the top of Chesam and Beis. Rashi Diba Maschem Mishumisha Beretzal Legaresh of the Kechavim Veleshev Yisrael Bo or the Yashev Yisrael Bo, means to buy the field, to redeem the field from the Nochrim, not to buy a field from another Jew. If you're buying the field from a Nochri, that's Kibush Eretz Yisrael. So Kaina Sada B'Surya is like Kaina B'Pavari Yerushalayim. That's the same as being Kovish, same as redeeming part of Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Just like there's a mitzvah to buy up Yerushalayim from the Arabs, so the same mitzvah applies to buy up, that's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so too the same mitzvah applies to buy up Surya from the Nochrim, that it shouldn't be in non-Jewish hands. The Ma'an of Kamina, that it's the same mitzvah. So the Gemara says that we permit you to be Mechal Shabbos. The Gemara says, L'mai Hilchasa, Amrav Sheshalam, Shikos V'Valov, Onu Afilu B'Shabbos. We permit you to write to Shtar Kinyan even on Shabbos. That's what the Zionists say. For the sake of Zionism, you can be Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? On Shabbos? Shabbos Al Kadaitach, there isn't even a Havamina. A lot of buy a field from an Arab on Shabbos, because to write Ksiva B'Shabbos on Melacha Deraisa, and for the Gemara Kedom, Rav, just like Rav said in a different context. So what we mean to say is, so that's what we allow over here. Even though Avagap Damir Liakum Shvus, even though Midir Rabbanan, Amir Liakum is prohibited, but this is an exception to the rule. There's a whole list of around 12 or 13 cases where we allow Amir Liakum. For Chol Hashem B'Sarkana, we allow Amir Liakum. Yishum Hatzolas Kisvi HaKodesh, if there's a Sreifa, you don't want the things to burn. The whole list of cases, that because Amir Liakum is only the Rabbanan, so we have a list of Kulas. If you have Amir Liakum is the Rabbanan, call the Tikkun Rabbanan, came there, Raisa Tikkun, it's patterned after a din there, Raisa. Where do you have Amir Liakum, that's there, Raisa? So that says in Chumash. If you have Amira to a Ger Toshav, if you have Amira to a Ger Toshav, it says in the Chumash, Lasas Kamalacha Atimincha Behem Tocha, the Ger Hashem B'Sharecha. A Ger is not allowed to do Malacha. So what kind of a Ger? If he's a Ger Tzedek, a non-Jew who converted, so that's Ato. When the Torah speaks to the Jewish people, the Gerim are included. You don't have to have a separate Pasuk Ve Gercha. So Ger Hashem B'Sharecha is referring to a Ger Toshav. So what does it mean? A Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos? So the Gemara has a machlokes HaTanaim, Krisis, three different opinions in the Tanaim. So one Tana says, a Ger Toshav is not permitted. All the Tanaim are a Ger Toshav is not permitted to observe Shabbos. Nachri Shu Shabbos is Chai Misa. That's a Pasuk in Parshas Noach. Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. The Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is, Kaitz V'Choref, it says all the different seasons of the year. Apparently during the year of the Mabul lasted for a year. So during the year of the Mabul, so all the seasons were all Sidrei. So the Pasuk promises that for the rest of the history of the world, Kaitz v'choref and Yom v'layla lo yishbos, everything will function normally. That's perhaps the Pashim Shah. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation that it's referring to the B'nei Noach, that Ben Noach is not, lo yishbos is never allowed to observe Shabbos. Not in the daytime, not in the nighttime, not in the summertime, not in the winter. He's not allowed to take off a day to observe it like Shabbos. So how do you have a Pasuk that says that the Gertoshev have to observe Shabbos if it's not allowed? So the first Tana says they have to observe Shabbos because the Gertoshev, what's the definition of a Gertoshev? A Ben Noach who accepted upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvah B'nav. What does he have to accept? He's obligated to observe it whether he likes it or not. So what changes because he accepts upon himself? So the answer is, when he accepts upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvah B'nav, he has to observe him in a more enhanced form. He has to observe the Sheva Mitzvah with all the Abizrayos. So Shabbos, in a certain sense, is related to Avodah Zarah. Because the Gemara says, Machal Shabbos Befer Esya, is Dina Kaibet Avodah Zarah. If a person observes Shabbos, so he's testifying, he's demonstrating that he believes in the story of creation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. So if a person is Machal Shabbos, he's not testifying to that point. So in a certain sense, we consider him an Avodah Zarah. As if he's an atheist, as if he doesn't believe in God, he doesn't believe that God created the world. So that's what the first couple of Tanaim say. The Ger Toshev accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach. He has to observe them in a more enhanced form than a plain Ben Noach. He has to observe with all the Abizrayos. So we recommend, we tell the Ger Toshev to observe Shabbos, but he can't observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos. That's a din lo yishbosu, yom v'layla lo yishbosu. So the first Tana says, he has to observe Shabbos like we observe Yontif. We would allow Eichel Nefesh and so on, so he has to know all the Hilchas Yontif. That's very complicated. The Gertoshu has to learn Hilchas Yontif to know how he has to observe Shabbos. Next Tana says that's also awesome. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos like Shabbos, he's not allowed to observe Shabbos like Yontif. Not only Shabbos is a nice, observing Shabbos like Yontif is also a nice. And Beini Beimreis Oloisi. It's not a nice for the Yom HaSom. They're not permitted. Included in Lo Yishbosu is that they're not allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom. So next Tana says, he has to observe Shabbos, but he has to observe Shabbos like Chalamoid. So all the Ger Toshavs have to learn all of Hilchas Chalamoid, the most difficult area. Every Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos every week like we're supposed to observe, not the way we observe. Taka don't observe Chalamoid. The Ger Toshav is supposed to observe Shabbos like we observe Chalamoid. In the third opinion, the Gemara says that's the accepted opinion, halachic, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the Gemara says. Third opinion is, Rav Shimon bar Yochai is the third Tana, he says that Chalamoid is also a nois. The Goy is not permitted to observe Shabbos, not like Yontov, not like Chalamoid. So the Ger Toshev observes Shabbos like Chol. So he doesn't observe Shabbos. So what do you do with the Pasuk and Aseres Adibras? Nasas Kamalacha, the Ger Chashev Sharecha. So the answer is that goes on Amir Eliyakum. Amir Eliyakum, Ger Toshev is an Issa Derais. If I ask on Ben Noach to be Mechal Shabbos for me, that's only an Issa Derabbana. Amir Eliyakum Yishvus, that's only an Derabbana. If I ask Ger Toshev to do Malacha for me, Ger Toshev means a non-Jew who accepted upon himself officially in the presence of the Bezna of Shloshi Yisraelim that he's going to observe all the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach, so he has a different, slightly different level. He has a different Halach. So one of the differences is that Amir Eliyakum in such a case will be derais. It's not an Akum. He's a Ger Toshev. That'll be derais. So if it's Taka, if you have a Ger Toshev and you do Amir Eliyakum Ger Toshev, you won't be Matarid B'makam Yishav Eretzov, B'makam Cholosh Em B'sakana, B'makam Atzolos Kisvei HaKodesh, and so on and so forth. It's only Mutar if he's a plain Ben Noach. So the whole, we say, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came derais the Tikkun. The Chachamim instituted the Rabbanan Amir Eliyakum pattern after the Yisa derais of Amir Eliyakum Toshev, but it's not 100% as Chomer. We have a whole list of 13 Kulis that only apply to Amir Eliyakum and wouldn't apply to Amir Eliyakum Toshev.
Is there ever a case for Yisrael where you can do
Mamash Tudereza? If you're conquering Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara has in the first parak in Masech HaShadus, it says
Kibush
Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara has a drasha. You should, put the city under siege ad ridita. So the Gemara says, Hafila b'Shabbos. That actual Kibush Eretz Yisrael real kibush eretz yisrael by the whole klal yisrael, you're allowed to be mechal shabbos with the melacha derais. So that's what the Ravid writes in the Tmim Deim, that the reason why the Gemara says that amir liakam is mutam shemisha eretz yisrael. So he says if it's a full fledged yisha eretz yisrael, we're conquering eretz yisrael from the umas, from the zayin umas or whoever, from the Arabs who are there now. So then you're allowed to be mechal shabbos with the melacha derais. No one's life is in danger. We just want to wage the war in order to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So then you're permitted even to Mechal Shabbos with the Melacha Deraisa. And it's only a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael on a smaller scale, on a private scale, I'm buying up a farm from one little Nachri. So that's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael on a small scale. So then you only allow Nisa Derabbanan. Amir Liyakim would be Mutta. That's how the Ravid writes. That it's a special Kul Ani Mishim Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Other Rishonim understand that it's not only Mishum Yishav Yitzel, Mishum B'maka Mitzvah, like Gozra. What does it mean? So the Ramah in Hilchas Erev Shabbos quotes the opinion of the Balu Itur that we always permit Amir L'Nachar B'maka Mitzvah. Yishav Yitzel means Afilu Yishav Yitzel. It's not that this is the most important mitzvah. It's a mitzvah like all the other mitzvahs. So we would allow Amir L'Yakum B'maka Mitzvah. It's a very difficult opinion. That's not the accepted opinion. The Ramah says we shouldn't, the Ramah recommends shouldn't follow the Balu Iter because it seems to contradict a lot of Gemaras. Tosis quotes the Gemaras that it contradicts. We don't allow Amir Liyakum b'makam mitzvah. So why taka? Why do you allow it over here? So the Ramah in Hilchas Shabbos, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, quotes from the Urzarua, what language are they writing the shtar in? Because from Malavono, what language are they writing the document? So he says, they're not writing in Greek. The guy doesn't know Greek. Doesn't know Ksav Ashuris either. He's writing in Arabic. So the Ramah quotes this or Zeruah that a Kosev B'Shabbos constitutes a Malacha Deraisa only if he write either Ksav Ashuris. The only two alphabets that are recognized by the Halacha are Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevonis, because he can only write a Sefer Torah, can only write Sefer Torah in Ksav Ashuris or Ksav Yevonis, can't write in any other Ksav. So Kaisa B'Shabbos is a Melacha Derais only if you're writing Ksav Ashuris, Ksav Yevonis. If you write a script, or you write English, or you write Arabic, or any other alphabet, that's only Ksivim Ederabbanon. So this, if you have Amir L'Nachri on Ksiva D'Rabbanan, that's a Shvuz D'Shuz B'Makam Mitzvah, and that's Mutter in any case of any mitzvah. Shvuz D'Shuz B'Makam Mitzvah is Mutter in any mitzvah. That's the way we usually assume in Shulchan Aruch. That's the accepted opinion. The accepted opinion is that Shvuz D'Shuz B'Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. This is not the accepted opinion. That writing in any script other than, using any alphabet other than Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevanis, that the Mishnah Berurah has a long attack against the Ramah. He says this is utterly ridiculous. There's a Mishnah and Shabbos that occurs to B'Cholosh and Eschayim. You write in any language, Yechayim. So he says he understands what the Arzurah answers. The Arzurah gives an answer on the Kasha. He says the Arzurah writes you have to write in Hebrew characters, Ksav Ashuris, but you can write Obama won the election. Aleph Vav Beis Aleph Nema, Obama won. Vav Vav Aleph Nun, the Tesyun election. Ayin Lamet. You can write in any language, but it has to be in the script, either Greek script, either Greek alphabet, or Ksav Ashuris. If you write in a different alphabet, that's just gescribbled. That doesn't count. That's what this Rishon says. The Mishnah later on talks about a get. The get is written by Ksav Ashuris, and the signatures are signed by Ksav Yevanis. So the get is written by Ksav Yevanis, and the signatures are written by Ksav Ashuris. Why does the Mishnah only have those two alphabets, Ashuris and Yevanis? So the Azaruah writes, you see from the Mishnah that these are the only two written alphabets that the Halacha recognizes. You write in English script or in Chinese letters or in Arabic, the Halacha doesn't recognize that as Kesef. It's very difficult. In Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that if you draw a picture, it's a Malacha of Ksivim and Atar. So if you draw a picture, it's a Malacha Deraisa. So if you write in any alphabet, it should be a Malacha Deraisa. So that's where the Mishnah Berurah is very opposed to this Ramah. He says that that's ridiculous. He thinks that we don't accept that lahalacha. The Aruch HaShulchan is insistent that it's a forgery. He says that the printer put in this line in the Ramah, it can't be written by the Ramah. He doesn't believe that it was put in by the Ramah. But that's how some Rishonim read the Gemara. The Gemara said, Shumisha Reitzol Yitiru. Why? Because the Nochri who's going to write The shtar is not going to write either ksav yevanis nor ksav ashuris. He doesn't know those. He knows Arabic. So it's going to be only ksivim midirabbanon, and amir liakim is derabbanon. So that's called the shoes, the shoes, and the shoes from makam mitzvah's mutter. So that we don't accept. To say that ksiva b'shar l'shainis is only derabbanon, that's not accepted. That's in a big way. The Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan say, we don't accept that opinion at all. It's totally outvoted. There are two Rishonim, two or three Rishonim said like that. They're all related to each other. I think it's a father and a son and a Talmud or something. So two of them, out of thousands of Rishonim, so three people woke up on the wrong side of the bed one day, so they said something that's not accepted. The other part of what they said is accepted, but it doesn't explain Pshat and Agamar. We do Paskin. Shvuz de Shvuz is muta b'maka mitzvah, any mitzvah. But that's based on a different Gemara. That Tosfos quotes that based on the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara says they had a baby boy was born on Shabbos, and the bris was scheduled to take place the next Shabbos. And in the days of the Gemara, there was a concern of infection. You're doing surgery, you're going to do a bris milah, so the kid can get sick from the open wound. So they insisted you have to bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris. If you don't bathe with warm water, so then it's going to be a sakon. The Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kara writes that there's no longer any sakana. The hygienic conditions that he had in Tzfat in the 1500s were so gevaldik that the sakana from the days of the Tanoim no longer exists. And so he said, we don't wash the baby with hot water, not before the bris, not after the bris, whatever. There's no more any sakana. But in the days of the Gemara, somehow they considered this a gevaldik sakana. So the Gemara says they didn't have any, they prepared warm water for the bris to bathe the baby before. And then all the water was ishtapech hamimei. By mistake, all the water was spilled out. So they have no water. So they can't perform the bris today. So you got to wait till Sunday. We paskin only the milah bizman is decha Shabbos, the actual milah itself. But the machshire milah, to cook up the water in advance to enable you to perform the bris milah, that's called machshire milah. The machshire milah, we distinguish. Machshire milah she'ef shalasas mebod yom, that's not decha Shabbos. Machshire milah she'ef shalasas mebod yom, that you are allowed to do on Shabbos. Let's say before the moel does the milah, he does the probing. So he takes an instrument and he separates the or ha'orlo from the gid. If he separated on Erev Shabbos, it'll get stuck together overnight. So you're going to have to separate it again on Shabbos. When you separate, it's usually a psikresha that is going to cause a tiny little bit of bleeding. So that's a malacha. To cause bleeding is assumed to be a malacha. That's usually assumed to be the malacha involved in a bris milah. Why are you only permitted to do a milah bizman on Shabbos? If it's a milah shalei bizman, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The Gemara learns it after a pasuk. That's a malacha deraisa. What's the malacha? So we usually assume because you're going to cause bleeding. So bleeding is some kind of a malacha deraisa. Tosfos quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that it's a malacha of netilas neshama. Not only is there a violation of netilas neshama if you kill the whole organism, if you cause a little bit of bleeding and the blood, ki adam hu hanefesh, the circulation of the blood is what keeps the organism alive. So by causing bleeding, Tosfos uses the expression malikot lakula, malikot lapalgo. That's also a violation of netilas neshama. A malach of shochet, that's under the tzatold of shochet. Chovech, oisa chabure, is considered, chovel bachaver, is considered a tzatold of shochet. So the moel has to do the probing before he does the bris milah. The probing is really a machshirin. That's not the actual milah itself. That's a machshirin milah. But that's a machshirin milah. We assume that's ef shalasas mebodyon. He couldn't have done that. If you would have done the probing on Erev Shabbos, it would have gotten stuck again because of all the guk that accumulates over there. And they would have had to repeat the probing anyway. So that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for that. But to cook hot water in order to bathe the baby before the bris, that's machshirim milashev shalasas mevod yom. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So the problem was, they were living in an area where they could have made an Erev, but they didn't put away a box of matzahs. It was a chotzer sheinim urevis. There were walls around the area. It was one big mishus hayachid, but it was a chotzer sheinim urevis. So that's a takana shlam ha-melech that you're not allowed to carry. And the chutz sheinim orevis, sheinim orevis means you didn't put away a box of matzah. It's on b'shutzvus by all the shemesh shabbos. So you're not allowed to carry them in the rabbanon. So they got a nachri to carry the water from one person's apartment to the other. So that was the shvuz. So the Gemara says, since it's a amir le'nachri to do a nisa the rabbanon, so shvuz the shvuz b'makam milu bizmano, that's muta. So that's a Gemara. So Taisa says that says in the Gemara in Erevin. So they got a nachri to carry because it was only a chatzu sheni morevis. So that's what Tosfos is not sure. You cannot necessarily prove in that Gemara that in all cases of mitzvah we would allow a shvus to shvus mokam mitzvah. Maybe mila is different. Mila bismana, because mila bismana is doicha the isa malacha deraisa of performing the mila. So maybe the machshirei mila are also, there's more room to be mekel. So the machshirei mila would be doicha Shabbos if it will be a shvus to shvus b'mokam mitzvahs mila bismana. But maybe mokam shar mitzvahs not. Or maybe yes. So the Tosfos is not sure. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. The accepted opinion is that the lahakel, that a shvus the shvus is mutter, but mokam many mitzvah. Some achrenim came up with an einfal. They want to say that a shvus the shvus is only mutter, but mokam mitzvah. And all mitzvahs, if one of them is amir liyakum, if you do amir liyakum, that the nachri should violate a nisa derabanan. So that's the shvus that would be mutter, but mokam mitzvah. What if I'm not the nachri is doing? I'm doing an activity which is only declared as an Issa de Rabbanan because of a combination of two prohibitions. I'm doing Kalacha Yad, and the whole thing in the first place is only a Malacha de Rabbanan. It's not a Malacha de Reis. So would that count as a Shvuz de Shvuz that it should be Muta b'Maka Mitzvah? They say no. It's only Muta b'Maka Mitzvah if one of the two is Amir Liyakum. Amir Liyakum and an Issa de Rabbanan. That's Muta b'Maka Mitzvah. So some Achrenim say like that, and that's not the accepted opinion. Accepted opinion, the way it says in the Rishonim, and the majority of the Achrayim is, any case of Shvus to Shvus b'makam mitzvah is mutter, even if it's Al Yedei Yisroel. You don't require that one of the two Shvusim should be Al Yedei Akum. So this, what's Taka Pshat in our Gemara? The Gemara says, Afa Gav Damir Li Akum Shvus b'makam Yishu Etzol Egozer Rabbanon. So the Raivin in the Tmim Deim gives this whole fantastic Pshat. He quotes a Yerushalmi, and a Medrash Tanchuma like that, says Beferish. That just like the kibush, the real Yisha Beretz Yisrael, to conquer the whole country, that's the full-fledged kibush, is Deicha Shabbos. So kibush b'miktsas is Deicha Yisurim d'Rabbanan. That's the Raivitz sheet. So you're permitted to violate anything that's only Yisurim d'Rabbanan. That's, for example, Amir Eliyak. It's a special heter because kibush Eretz Yisrael. That's the Raivin in it min day. I remember years ago, half of the students from the Hesdi Yeshiva in Kiryat Arba used to walk to the Kosel HaMaravi, used to walk to Moris HaMachpela. They wouldn't walk to the Kosel HaMaravi, they would walk to the Moris HaMachpela in Hebron in order to daven on Shabbos morning. Half of the Yeshiva would daven in Kiryat Arba in the Yeshiva. Half of the Yeshiva would walk to the Moris HaMachpela to daven. So they had an Erev there on the road. So they didn't think that they thought the Erev was legitimate, so they didn't think that they were violating Haitzor, but they would have to carry rifles with them. So that was a problem of total klisha malach taliyisa. So shayla whether it was permissible or not. So they had a psak from Rabbi Avram Shapiro. This is before he became the chief rabbi, the Rosh Yeshiva of America Zara. So he gave him a psak based on this rivet, that that's considered partial kibush of Eretz Yisrael. If the Jews will not daven there on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because they won't be able to, the Arabs will kill them, unless they go with rifles. If they go with rifles, the Arabs were quiet. They would bow down to the Jews. They would kiss your feet at that time. This is 25 years ago. But if you don't go with rifles, then they'll start up with you. So if it'll be known to the Arabs that we're not going to come on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so we don't have full access to the Moris HaMachpelah. So he felt that that's also partial kibush of Eretz Yisrael. We should have more control over the Moris HaMachpelah. So that's what the Raivit said in his Gemara from the Yerushalmi, that you would allow violation of Adin Derabon. Here it happens to be Amir Liyakum, and here it's a Tiltal Mukta. Here it's a Tiltal Kishim Lachtalius. I remember I visited Rabbeinu Shvinkel at that time, so I told him what they said. So he said, why is it a Kishim Lachtalius? They plan to use it in case it's going to be trouble. So it's a klisha malach talaheta. It's like an izebel shalmila. So a sakan shalmila, if you don't have a bris on Shabbos, an izebel shalmila, to do a mila shaloi bisman is not allowed on Shabbos. So an izebel shalmila is a klisha malach talaheta. It's miyuchat to perform mila. And even though you can use it to slice a salami, you have to slice an apple or something, but it's mukta machmas chisor and kiss. People are mach, but it's very sharp. It's a precision instrument. people are makpid not to use it for anything other than a bris milah. So it says that that's muktzah. But on Shabbos, when you have a bris milah, so it's not muktzah. On Shabbos, it's a klisha malach delatas because you plan to use it. So he said, if they're carrying the rifle because they're using it, so that's the hishtamsha. So
it doesn't kind of what it's made for, but it's a mild mitzvah. It's made for a mitzvah. This is made to kill. It's made to kill a mach of Yisrael. I'm going to kill a person. I'm allowed to kill. Is there a difference in what you mean?
Yes, very questionable. I'm not sure. I think he may have been joking. He was a big kibbutzer. He had a very good sense of humor. He said, it's a klisha malach delatas. I don't know. So that's the shaila in this gemara. What's the heter here? What's the heter? Because of all of, oh no, afilu b'shabbos ayda amir lachmas. So the rabbi had his pshat. There's a special heter because of kibush eretz Yisrael. Just like the full-blown kibush eretz Yisrael is matir malacha deraisa, so the partial kibush eretz Yisrael is matir malacha derabbanim. And the other Rishonim don't learn like that. They learn that it's a different vort. What's the vort? So the Ramah quotes the Ozarua that it's a shvus de shvus b'makam mitzvah. What's the shvus de shvus? Because ksiva b'shal Rishonim is only the Rabbanim. We don't accept that halacha l'maisa. We assume that ksiva b'shal Rishonim is the Raisa. So we don't accept that pshat. The halacha that the Ramah wrote is accepted in halacha based on what Tosfos proved from the Gemara in Erevin, that a shuz du shuz b'makam mitzvah is mutter. And even if it's not Ayidei Akum, even if it's Ayidei Yisrael also, a shuz du shuz b'makam mitzvah we assume is mutter. Not only b'makam mitzvah smila b'zman, even b'shar mitzvahs also we assume it's mutter.
According to Herod Azur, there's nothing special then about the mitzvah
right.
Like every
mitzvah. Yeah, yeah. That's what the Baluiter also learns, that Amir Eliyakim is mutter b'makam mitzvah, b'makam any mitzvah. Amir Eliyakim, even on the Derai, says mutter b'makam mitzvah. So, and he said, that's what it says in the Gemara. Yishev Eretz Yisrael, same as any other mitzvah. So the Ramah recommends you shouldn't follow that Baluiter. He says, you have a big shas atchak, then you follow. But usually we don't follow that Baluiter, because the Gemara seems to say the Yishev Eretz Yisrael is something special. So we assume that it's a malacha deraisa, ksiva b'shal Hashem is a malacha deraisa, and it's not a shvuz d'shvuz. And Amir Eliyakim is not allowed b'makam shar mitzvahs. The other 247 mitzvahs are not matter. Only b'makam Yishev Eretz Yisrael, a special mitzvah. Maybe because in the days of the Tanaim, the people were moving away from Eretz Yisrael, whatever the historical reason is. So they singled out Yishev Eretz Yisrael. What is Taka? What does it mean Yishev Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi says, to redeem the land from the hands of the Nochrim. Rashi writes, Ligarish of the Kachab means he's buying the field from a Nochri. This shaila used to come up. What if it's not that you're buying the field from the Nochri in Russia under the communists? If you wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, so they would put you in prison. A lot of times they put you in prison. The Cheskel Abramsky, they sent him to Siberia when he came to move to Eretz Yisrael. So they gave you a hard time. But sometimes they would let people go. So there was a period of time, a few years, where when you would go to get your ticket at the travel bureau to go to Eretz Yisrael was only open on Shabbos. They wouldn't have it open the rest of the week. So how can you go on Shabbos? So you have to go with an Ochri. So is that permissible? Amir Eliyakim. So Allah HaMais, of course it's permissible. To run away from the communists, Mamish Safik Sakonas Nefashis. Of course it's permissible. That's no Shaila. But the Shaila is what if it would be the blessed America, where there's no Sakonas Nefashis and there's freedom of religion, and everything is wonderful, fine, rosy, it's marvelous. But I just want to live in Eretz Yisrael. So am I allowed to take a Nochri with me to the travel bureau in order to buy a ticket, or in order to buy the ticket by internet, online? So am I allowed to do Amir al-Nochri in order that I should fulfill a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? That's not Yishev Eretz in the sense of buying up the land from the Nochri. That's a different mitzvah. Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, Harashtem Mesoharetz, Yishavtem Bo. The two different mitzvahs. One is Harashtem Mesoharetz, to conquer the land, that's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. One is Yishavtem Bo, to live in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a big machlekes and achrayim from a couple of centuries ago, from the 1600s. And the Rashi sounds like he says it's only Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is only to redeem the field from the Nochra. The Garish of the Kechavim. But that I should buy a ticket that I should be able to live in Eretz Yisrael, that's not Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's Yeshiva of the Eretz Yisrael. So that's not enough to be matir Amir Eliyak. That's what it seems from Rashi. And halacha l'maaseh, this was a big machlokes. Yeah, what did the Gemara say about the Gemara said that there was a stira minayu bay within a tosefta. One of the three dinim that Surya shav lechutz lartz is that Surya was only in this kaddish in the days of David HaMelech, and earlier it didn't have the status of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael, but it affected Surya. But the Ribbono Shel Olam shouldn't cause Surya to have a Mabul because Al Shem Hasid. No, when the Melech HaMashiach comes, they'll extend Yerushalayim ad Damesek. It says in the Piyutim that we say in Hoshana Rabbah, based on the Midrashim. Eretz Yisrael will be extended all the way till Damascus. So the Mabul shouldn't affect any area that ultimately is going to become part of Eretz Yisrael. It's not so. So the Mabul affected Surya. So Surya has Tumas Eretz Amin. So that's based on the Meisei Mabul. And then so it says it has Tumas Eretz Amin. Afara Tomi Kuchas Lord. And it says, where Otsa Likon is Babatara, Nichnas, Stach Astira. So the Gemara asks, isn't it Astira between the Reisha and the Sefer? That's the Gemara's Kasha. On the third line, on the top of Amid Beis. Rosa Likonis Babatara Nichnas. I Bahamat Afara Tomei. And for the Gemara, Afara Tomei means if I touch the ground with my hands, I'm walking barefoot on the ground. But if someone's going to carry me, Beshita, Tevo, Migdal, so then if it'll be anywhere else in the world, I'll be Tomei. But Surya Dina carried Israel. That it doesn't have the full Tumas Eretz Am. Did Tanya, we have a Brisa, Nichnas Eretz Am, Shina Teva, Migdal. Someone is in, people are carrying a box, and this person is inside the box. So Rebbe Mitami, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yudim Mitahir. So Rebbe says, you do become Tame, so that's only the rest of the world of Chutzlar. Feel the Rebbe, look, Mitami, Al Beretz Amim, the rest of Chutzlar. Why? Because while Gusha, the Allah Vira, not only with the guys are on the Maga Hagush, if you touch the offer, that you become Tami, the guys are on Avir. If you enter this area, this geographic area on the globe, you become Tami the Avira. Aval Surya, Al Gusha, Gozra, Al Avira, Al Gozra. But never guys there, Al Gusha, there were guys there, we treat it like Mesa Mabul. So we treat the Gush as if there may be powder from dead bodies over there, maybe mason over there. So if you touch it or you kick it with your foot, so then we say that you become tummy. You have tumas magma and you have tumas masa, fine, on the gush. But just entering that location, so that there were guys around the rest of Chutzlars, but there were never guys around Surya. Abul Surya, Al Gusha, Gazra, Labir, La Gazra, there were never guys around Abir. So Nichnus, Mshida, Teva, Migdal, that's what the Tosefta in Kalim goes like Rebbe. The Seftan Kelim, that's how Rashi learns it. The Seftan Kelim goes like Rebbe. That if you go Beshita Teva Migdal, the rest of Chutz Loretz, you will become Tami. But you're not touching and you're not kicking the offer. The answer is no, but there were guys are two things. There were guys are Avira. Just to enter that area in the globe. You enter that area, you become Tami, even though you're not in contact with the offer. Someone is carrying you in a box. But in Surya, there were only geyser on Maga Hagush. Maga Hesed on the Gush, Rashi says, there were never geyser on Avira, means by entering that area, that there were never geyser. That's where Rashi says, that this Tosefta only works out according to Rebbe. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, you could be nichnas to a Shida Teva Migdal in any location in the world, and it'll be Chaitzitz Bifnei Avtum. That's what Rashi writes. So Tosis is Masig on Rashi. Because Rashi himself quotes a Gemara in Erevin. If you look in the Rashi where the Bach's letter Aleph is, Hachim Eforish Be'erevin. So the Bach writes a letter Aleph, it tells the Erevin Daflamin. Sof Daflamin on the face. So the Gemara says there in Erevin, what's the Machloikas Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yudah, whether Nichnas Eretz HaMashiach Teva Migdal, whether you're Tomei or not? The Rebbe holds Yitamer, Rabbi Yosef Rebbe holds Yitohar. So Rebbe holds that the Shida Teva Migdal is an oil zoruk. Let's say we're on the third floor. Let's say there's a dead body downstairs on the second floor directly below us. So the Tumen doesn't go up to the third floor. The door is closed here. And there's a floor mafsik. So the Tumen stays there and it doesn't go up to the third floor. So here also a person is in a Shida Teva Migdal. Shida Teva Migdal is a closed box. In a closed box, so the floor of the box should be chaytzis b'fnei atumah. So the true the offer is like a dead body in the gush. The sand on the earth is considered like mace, and we act as if it's as the powder left from the mace hamabul, and it should be tomei, but we're not being magal on top of it. So a mace is matame, but magal mamasaba ohel. But it's not ohel. We're in a separate box. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda mitayer. You're in a separate box. So even though the box is being carried by people, that's called an ohel zaruk. It's moving. People are carrying it. But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that oil zaruk is shmei oil lochutz b'fnei atumim. And we pass like Rabbi that Rabbi mitami. Rabbi says that oil zaruk lav shmei oil. That's what Rashi refers you to the Gemara in Erev and Soptaf Lamed. The machleik is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda when a nichnas le'arasam shede teva migdal whether he's tomei or not. Depends on this shayla. Rebbe holds that oil zorek lav shmei oil lochutz b'fnei atuma. Maybe it's atuma. Yes. Let's say they're carrying me in a big box the size of this room, and I'm sitting in one corner over there. And then they carry the box on top of a mace. There's a mace below the other end of the box, but there's no mace below my part of the box. So Rebbe says, oil zaruk, the floor of the oil that the Shita Teva Migdal is not chotzitz b'fnei atumah. That means if there will be a mace directly below where I'm sitting in this corner, so the floor would not be chotzitz. But if there's a mace not connected where I'm sitting, the mace connected the other end of the oil, so the roof of the oil zaruk is an oil lahavias atumah. An oil zaruk has a din of an oil lahachme, but it doesn't have a din of oil lahokil. It's maybe a satum vein a chaytzis b'fnei atum. Why should it have such a psan androgynous? It's an oil hachmas, not an oil hokel. It sounds like a din de rabbanon. That's what led a group of achrayim to say that the whole din, the oil zarek lav shmei oil, is only a din de rabbanon. Otherwise, how do you explain that? What either it's an oil, so it's chaytzis b'fnei lohokel or lahachmas? Why should you say it's only an oil hachmas, not an oil hokel? So that's what some want to say. No, in a Torah, it's not an oil at all. They want to say Minat Torah, it is an oil. Minat Torah, it is an oil. And the fact that an oil zarek is lav shmei oil is to be mekel, you can't be chaytzis b'fnei atumah with an oil zarek. That's only a chumer midirabon. That's what some achrayim want to say. Others want to say no. The whole thing is a din derais. Oil zarek is maybe a satumah ben chaytzis b'fnei atumah. They want to say that that's a din derais. Taisus there in Erevin on Daf Lamed and Beis points out that there are two different types of oil zarek. Here we're talking about a Shita Teva Migdal that's being carried by people. People are carrying it. So then we say that if the mace is directly below, I'm sitting in a corner, and they're carrying this box, and they're carrying me, I'm directly above the dead body. So even though there's a floor below me, so the floor is not, we pass like Rabbi, oil zarek is not chaytzis b'fnei atumah. It's not an oil lahakil, but it would be an oil lahachmah if there'll be a mace under the other side. So I say the roof, it doesn't help that the floor is maybe a satuma. I'm above the floor. You say the roof is an oil, lahavi a satuma, so I will become tummy, even though I didn't pass above directly above the mace. Mace was directly below the other part of the oil. I say the oil zarek is an oil lahachman, not an oil. It's an oil lahavi a satuma, it's not an oil lochutz b'fnei atuma. So Tosis writes there, that's an oil zaruk that people are carrying, people walking on the ground are carrying this oil in their hands. Or let's say you have an automobile, you have a bus, and the bus is rolling on wheels. So the bus has a floor and it has a roof. So the floor, if the bus is moving, if the bus is standing still, so it's not an oil zaruk. So then it's the floor is chaytzis b'fnei atumah. But if the bus is moving, but it's not flying in the air, it's not an airplane. It's moving on wheels, which are resting on the ground, rolling on the ground. So that oil zaruk is an oil lahachma, not an oil hakel. The roof of the bus will maybe a satuma, the floor of the bus will not be chaytzis b'fnei atumah. But what happens if you have an airplane that's flying in the air, you have a bird that's flying in the air, or somebody has their laundry hanging up in the air, and the laundry is not, no one on the earth is holding up the laundry. Or let's say someone, there's a talis hamanaf nefes. That's what Tosfos quotes in Mishnah. Someone has a laundry line, and the laundry is the sheet is or the towel is waving in the air. So then Tosfos quotes the Mishnah in Ahola that then a talis hamanaf nefes. That's not even maybe a satuma. It's not chaytzis b'fnei atumah. It's not maybe a satuma. So let's say when the airplane is already in the sky. So if I'm directly above the mace. So the floor of the airplane doesn't count, the floor doesn't count, the roof doesn't count, It's like you're flying in the air. Look, ma no hints, flying in the air. So if I'm flying directly above a maze, above a cemetery, so I'll become tamei. But if I won't be flying directly above a cemetery, I'm sitting at one end of the plane, and the plane goes, the tip of the plane goes above the cemetery, but the tail, I'm sitting in the tail of the plane. And the nose of the plane goes to the cemetery, not the tail. So then you won't say that the roof of the airplane is in oil, lahavia satume, even though the floor is not an oil lochitz b'fnei atume. No, that's only the lower form. That's what Tosfos says. That's only the lower form of oil zorach, where it's moving, where the bus is moving on the ground, or people are walking on the ground, they're carrying the sheet of teva migla. But if something flying in the air that doesn't have feet on the ground at all, that's not even an oil, not lahavias atum and not lochitz b'fnei atum. That's where Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. If they're taking a body, a dead body, to Eretz Yisrael on the same plane when a kohen is going, so he says when they put in the cargo is in the lower section, and the kohen are sitting up in the passenger section. So Kozman the plane doesn't take off, there's no problem. It's the floor is chaytzes b'fnei atum. It's not an oil zark. It's standing still. And when the plane is flying in the air, you have to ascertain where the dead body is. If the dead body is another end and I'm at a different end, so then you say the roof above, the roof on top of the airplane is not even an oil lahavia satuma. Because mamish and oils are like talus amanaf nefes. The problem comes in when the plane is taxiing on the ground. So then the roof is maybe a satuma and the floor is not chaytzis b'chnei atuma, because we pass them like Rebbe. Then an oil zark is lav shmei oil lochitz b'chnei atuma. So that's when you have your problem. That's when the kohen is not allowed to be, Alpipas kohen is not allowed to be in the same airplane, because the floor is not chaytzes b'fnei atum. And even if the mace is in a different part, you'll ascertain that the kohenim, the passengers who are kohenim, are in a different part of the plane, and they're not directly above the mace. It's not going to help, because the roof on top is maybe a satum. That's an oil, when it's taxiing on the ground, so the roof is an oil zark, that's maybe a satum. So the kohen is not allowed to be then.
The floor of the plane is also
going to
be the roof of the cargo compartment.
That would be maybe a satuma for whoever, if there's a passenger hiding in the cargo section.
Right, but shouldn't everyone above there be fine?
Everyone above them would be fine when it's standing still. But when it's taxiing on the ground, then we say the oil zarek is maybe a satum and it's not chaytzes b'fnei atum. So the floor is not chaytzes and the roof is maybe.
Even though this plane is really two oil wells, one top of another?
Yeah. The Ras Samri Shainim would say, maybe you're driving, the Ras Samri Shainim, there's a Miri and a Taisvis and Shabbos around Kufalata. So there are a group of Rishainim who say that oil zaruk is lavshme oihel, means if I'm in the airplane, and the airplane is on top of the cemetery. I'm in the airplane is on top of Eretz Amin. But what if you have the whole airplane is moving. So you have the upstairs and the downstairs. So the upstairs and the downstairs are not moving away from each other. They're staying in relationship to each other. They stay the same. So a group of Rishonim hold that that's not called an oil zorik. Oil zorik is, if one is moving, one is stationary. So one is moving away from the other. That's called zorik. But if the whole airplane is moving, the upstairs with the downstairs together, that's like it didn't move. That's like a house. It's like a dead body downstairs and I'm upstairs. So the relationship between the third floor and the second floor always remains the same. So that's not called El Zor. That's a machlekes erishon. So some rabbanim thought you could be makel based that. But that's a machlekes mefurish. That's a mefurish and machlekes erishon. There's a big thesis in Shabbos about that. So that's what Tosfos finds a difficulty over here. According to Rebbe, that oil zoruk is lav shmei oihel, so that's by Rebbe Mitame, hanichnas l'aretz hamishin teva migdal. Rebbe Mitame, because he holds oil zoruk lav shmei oihel, so it's not chaytzitz, the floor of the shita teva migdal is not chaytzitz, so why does it help if he goes into Surya? In Surya he holds that oil zoruk is shmei oihel. No, he holds in all of oil zoruk lav shmei oihel. So why is Rebbe Mekel in Syria? So Tosfos says the answer must be you don't need an oil to be chaytzitz b'fnei atumah. Apparently there is no tumas oil. There's only, and the offer in Syria is only mitami b'maga b'hesed. It's not mitami b'oihel. So Tosis says you don't have to have nichnas l'surya b'shita tevi migdal. If a guy riding on a horseback, he also won't be mitame b'surya. Doesn't necessarily have to be b'shita tevi migdal. So once you say it like that, so Tosis says, so it's good according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yud also. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yud is only mekel mitahir if you go b'eretz amin b'shita tevi migdal, because he holds, that's how the Gemara says in Erev in the Aflam and Mebeis, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yud holds that oil zara kishmei oil, so the floor is chaytzitz b'fnei atum. What if you go to America riding on horseback? So you'll be, the offer of the ground is metami ba'ohil, and I'm being mahil on top of the offer. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yud is only mekel if you go b'shita tevi migdal. But if you have no shita tevi, you go horseback, it will be metame. But if you go horseback riding into Surya, it won't be metame, because the offer in Surya is only metame b'maga u'behesed, and it's not metame b'oihel. So the Gemara said, that's what the Taptais says. The Gemara didn't mean to say that this brisa ha'nichnas ba'latara, ha'rotza likanas ba'latara ba'nichnas, that it only works out according to Rebbe. No, it's not true. It works out according to both Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It works out the fellow is going to be riding on horseback. So whenever, and Gemara explains that, there were never geyser that the offer of Surya should be mitame ba'ohel. The offer is only mitame b'mago u'b'maso, if you masit it. But if you're not nogeh, and you're not masit it, you're not doing the maso, you're just being mayo on top of it, so that there were geyser in the rest of Chutzlars, there were never geyser in Surya. Because Surya four times Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael. There were mesei mabul there, because in the days of the mabul, it wasn't yet designated as Eretz Yisrael. But since later on, David HaMelech did designate it as Eretz Yisrael, so they weren't geyser to the same extent as the rest of Chutzlars. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll continue with the rest of the Tosfos on Ches Amud Beis.